This is Jeff Major from BikerNet Studios in sunny Southern California outside the City of Angels in Wilmington, California. Today we have a special guest to talk about their participation with a custom production bobber that's being given away at the 2009 edition of Bike Week in Daytona by Brass Ball Bobbers and Ironworks Magazine. I'd like to welcome to the show Dave Rash, the Pope of Pipe. He's from D&D Performance Enterprises. Dave, how you doing?
I'm just fine today, Jeff, and yourself?
I'm doing excellent. And today we have a lot to talk about. But before we jump in about the giveaway bobber, let's talk about D&D Performance Enterprises. How did you get the business started, and what are you guys focused on?
Well, the real simple explanation of how I got the business started is I needed an exhaust pipe for my race bike, and I couldn't find what I wanted. So I just started building some different prototypes, and I had at the time a gentleman that I knew very well that had probably one of the few real honest-to-goodness dyno facilities in the United States, and it just all got started in my garage and went from there, and that's pretty much how D&D got started.
Well, you're located in Fort Worth now, and how many exhaust pipes do you think you've made for imports, race bikes, and Harleys?
Wow. You know, Jeff, I guess this sounds just absolutely stupid for a businessman to say. I mean, we're just thousands. You know, I mean, we're not a huge company, but, you know, we probably build, you know, in the neighborhood of 7 or 8 or 10. To be honest with you, we make a lot of them. How about that? That almost sounds like a government answer, doesn't it?
So, since you started, but you've made probably over $250,000 since you've begun?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah, because we've been doing this for 35 years. That's a long time, you know.
Yeah, it is a long time. And you'd mentioned dyno. Is dyno, the dyno process a big thing in building pipes at D&D?
It's paramount. Absolutely paramount. We have a criteria. In other words, when we take in a new motorbike to evaluate, there's a protocol that we use, and actually this has been pretty much because within a very short period of time after I actually went into to business, you know, I actually had a real shop and stuff. I bought one of my very first dynos, which was one of the very first in the United States, and the reason why is that, you know, like any good tool, to be able to understand your craft and your trade, you have to be able to gauge it against something. So, you know, the only way that I realized very early into this thing, by utilizing this friend of mine's dyno, the only way that you're ever gonna make any real improvement or know what your improvements are or what your failures are in that respect, or things that don't work as well, is that you have to have a very specific regimen as far as your testing is concerned. And so, you know, with each consecutive year that we've been in business, we've increased our capability of testing our equipment before we ever produce it. And we don't vary from that. I mean, that's everything we produce, everything. There's nothing that we just, shoot from the hip. Say, okay, this looks pretty cool, and this will do. No, it either does something or we don't make it.
Now, we've been looking at some of the reports, and it looks like some of your 08 and 09 stuff for Harleys, the kits that you guys are producing with an exhaust pipe and a high-flow air kit, you're making 8 to 9 additional horse, and that's without digging into the ECM of the engine, but it's just through better breathing.
The Superflow gave us the criteria that we wanted in the respects of a piece of equipment to get us good information. It met our needs in many ways. But yes, sir, there you're right. In reference to the 08 and 09, one of the things that D&D is doing is we have taken and started with an absolutely blank page for the 09 motorbike. Harley has made some major improvements in this scooter, from chassis to other aspects of that motorbike. And I don't know how anybody else is doing it, but what we've decided to do in our R&D department is not try to makeshift something that worked on something else. We deal with each motorbike as a separate entity, but the 09 is a special thing with us. We feel that they've made some huge improvements in that motorbike. So consequently, we started with a blank page, and I think we've got some real improvements for this motorbike for 09, major improvements for it, yeah.
Can you talk a little bit about the difference between usable horsepower and how some other exhaust pipe manufacturers might talk about wide open throttle horsepower and what the differences are and where you guys come down on that?
Well, you know, when I say usable horsepower, the way I look at it is where does the man ride his motorcycle? I mean, what's the major RPM areas that the guy's going to really be riding his motorbike? You know, you take like with a Harley, for instance. You know, you starting from idle 1500, right above 1500 RPMs to around 3500 RPMs. What that does is that puts you in that. What we refer to as ride range. You know, it's real neat to make big in horsepower, but I don't know anywhere in the world that somebody's going to ride one at the maximum RPM the motorbike rides all the time. So like with a Harley, and especially bagger bikes, what you're looking for is where this guy's cruising on the highway in the 60-mile-an-hour, 50, 60, 70, 80-mile-an-hour range. That's where you want to be able to, when he gets a handful of it, that's when you want the usable horsepower to make some difference. And based on that statement, I also would like to say that the fact that performance just absolutely equates to economy, because the more power that we can produce out of this motorbike, especially at where they ride the motorcycle, simply means that the customer can cruise at a lower throttle setting, which represents better economy. So, you know, most people equate performance with loss of economy, and that's not exactly right. Matter of fact, it's not right at all. So the more performance that we can produce out of something would allow this man to be able to go the same speed with lower throttle settings, which equates to better fuel economy. Just we've did some tests on the 08. We're doing tests on this 09 in the same respect to pick up not only performance but also what it's going to equate to them to save them in gas. Even though gas right now is getting real cheap again, you can bet your dollar to a donut it won't stay there.
Well, that's for sure. Let's talk a little bit about the Brass Ball Bobbers and Ironworks giveaway motorbike. Brass Ball Bobbers has now come on board and have three specific exhaust systems that are standard with the motorcycle. One that they're using for the giveaway motorbike is a reverse cone exhaust system. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, yeah. What we did when Dart brought his motorbike up here to us, because, you know, one of the things that's unique about an exhaust system is not only do you want it from a standpoint of, or at least in my book, I think number one is to make it functional, but almost parallel with that statement is it's one of the most obvious things on a motorbike. So to be able to build a system that goes with the rest of the ambiance of the motorbike, in other words, to accentuate its aesthetic value, then that's a big part of it. Because I mean, it's easy enough to build. I'll say easy, but you can build an exhaust system that's functional, but does it look right on the piece of equipment? And then that's another big part of what we do is I call it functional aesthetics. You know, I mean, you can either make it aesthetic or you can make it functional, but then you try to correlate those two things together. That's when it becomes, I guess, a little bit more difficult. In this particular motorbike, we felt that it had such a nostalgic aura to it that what we wanted to do was do something that certainly fit that motif, and that's why we use the 7-degree diversion Meg on it, because we felt that this actually added to the overall appearance of the motorbike, and I personally think we were able to nail it on that particular scooter. So I was real proud of the way it turned out.
It looks great, and the finish looks unusual. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, that's what we refer to as faux type, and what this is, it's a 304 stainless that we prep in a very unique way that turns the finish of the pipe into it looks like titanium, but it's stainless, which gives us the durability that we want overall, and so in turn, that's why we call it faux tie, because it's phony titanium. So that's just better than saying phony titanium. We call it faux tie. But that's the finish that it has on it. And like what we do is we go back and just little accents to that particular system after it's been done through our process. We make sure that where the welds, which we use, which totally just teak weld heliarc is the way we put our stuff together. And we go back and we go over those finish lines, which gives it that handmade craftsman looking like somebody built it on the motorbike, and so that when it gets hot, what it happens to it is it gets this burnished kind of brown finish to it, just like a titanium does, but it just makes it look like a handmade piece.
Well, it sure is gorgeous, and it really adds to the ambiance of the bike. How do you like the look and feel of the bike?
Well, I think there's been a lot of people over the course of the last 15 years or so that's built a lot of what you consider aftermarket motorbikes. This bobber trend, in my opinion, is finally gotten to a stage that what people are building with the bobbers is something that does look unique. But they're rideable motorbikes. They have a chassis that gives them a good fork angle that makes it easier to ride. In other words, these are bikes that a person can ride. I mean, a chopper is a real, I guess, stylish looking if you like that kind of thing. But the hell, they're almost unrideable. I mean, this motorbike, here's something you can put your butt on and start it up, and you can go ride this motorbike someplace. So I think the trend that Brass Ball has started getting into with this bobber appearance, or that particular type of motorbike, encompasses a lot of real neat features. One is it's unique looking, but it also it's a functional piece of equipment. And I mean, why in the hell have something that you can only ride once in a while? And when you do ride it, you're putting your life on the line to ride it. This is something a guy can go ride and feel comfortable on and feel stable on. So I think they've hit on something here that works very well. I think that's a real kudo for Dar and his crew.
Well, if you want to win this bike and want to take it home, it's real easy to do. All you have to do is go to the websites at Brass Ball Bobbers or Ironworks Magazine, and that's ironworksmag.com or brassballbobbers.com, and you can sign up and win that custom production bobber. But if you're interested in the exhaust pipe, Dave, how would people get a hold of you? Let's hear your web address and telephone number.
Well, our web address is D&D Performance Enterprises, and let me be very specific about that. If they were going to contact us, it would be D and DNSD, and then AND, and then another D, exhaust at email MSN. .com. That's our email. That's our website. If you're going to contact D&D directly, it's www.exhaust.com. Or they can call us 817-834-8961. That's in Fort Worth, Texas, Central Time.
Well, Dave, thanks so much, and we're really looking forward to seeing this motorbike and your exhaust system on the cover of Ironworks.
Well, now that you've told me where I can sign up for it, maybe they would know I could use somebody else's name. Maybe I could win it.
You never know. It'd look good in your office.
I really would. Hell, it'd look good under my butt. It'd look good under. Hey, you guys take care. I appreciate all the help and effort Keith and you guys do at BikerNet for us.
You bet.
Okay.
V-Twin Business Podcast is sponsored in part by Biker Pros. a team of consultants providing strategic planning, public relations, brand development, and marketing consulting services, each utilizing proven processes that have been refined and validated over dozens of client engagements. Find Biker Pros online at www.bikerpros.com.